And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
My fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
March 19, 2003, to the day George Bush announced the invasion of Iraq. Here we are, 10 years later, trillions of dollars in debt, tens of thousands of Americans dead, wounded, gone. How many Iraqis dead, and the bombs are still going off in Iraq? So I ask you a question. Was the Iraq war worth it? The answer is, of course, not. It was a mistake of the highest order. We all know that. Bush didn't know what he was doing. He was led astray by his advisors. I can name five of them. They're all doing very well, thank you. They're all in the grift profession in the Beltway there in Washington. None of them have been imprisoned for misleading the president. Of course, the buck stopped there. He should have known better. What did he invade Iraq for? I wrote in my book in 2006. In 2006, mind you, this was 3 years into the war. I wrote a book called, I think the book then was called Liberalism as a Mental Disorder, that I said, I pray that this is not the greatest mistake in American military history, because if it is, the big winner will be Iran, which is largely a Shiite nation. And, of course, Saddam was the leader not of the Shiite section of the Muslim faith, but of the Sunni. And what happened here was, I was right, was the greatest military disaster in modern American history. What we did was embolden and create a greater Persia, which now threatens the entire world. And it's all an enduring reminder of how stupid mistakes have tragic consequences. I'm also going to talk about the immigration story today, because Obama, that's why I played the Irish jig. Obama gave an inane speech, I would say. Not insane. He's never insane. He's only inane at times. Obama gave an inane speech today before the Irish people, somewhere at, I don't know, the White House celebrating St. Paddy's Day. And I want you to listen to him on immigration in the first clip, 19.
Looking out on this room, it's clear just how much America owes to our brothers and sisters from across the Atlantic, and how many of us, myself included, wouldn't be here if it were not for the brave souls who set off for the new world with no earthly idea of what awaited them on the other side.
Well, let's pause right there. What do you mean no earthly idea of what awaited them on the other side? They were coming to a land of freedom and opportunity. What do you mean no earthly idea? They weren't going to Kenya. They weren't going to your homeland where there was no earthly idea what was waiting for them. They weren't going to Iraq where they had no earthly idea what was waiting for them. They weren't fleeing to Russia, were they? They were fleeing to America. They had an earthly idea of what awaited for them. They knew that with hard work and good luck, they would make it in America. My grandfather fled Russia, left his family behind. I'm man-child in the promised land. I'm first-generation American. I've worked every day of my life since I was 5 years old. Why? Because I was given the work ethic. That's the ethic that was taught to me from my fathers. The word of my fathers was work hard and you'll get somewhere. And then if it doesn't work, work harder again. And if it doesn't work, try again. And if it doesn't work, try again. And if it doesn't work, try again. And if it doesn't work, build it with your own hands. And if it doesn't work, reinvent what you're doing. And if it doesn't work, go back to school. And I am working to this day. And I love working because I was given the work ethic by my grandfather, who I never met, and my father. So let's compare and contrast the immigrants that Obama is celebrating in a moment to the immigrants of today. Let's continue, though, with the inane speech of President Obama. Yeah, you know, that means press a button.
And it's a reminder of just how many trials the people of Ireland have endured, from hunger and troubles to the economic challenges of recent years. It's yet another reason why we need to build an immigration system for the 21st century, one that works.
Now, let's stop right. No, we don't need an immigration system. We need a deportation system. The rowboat is full. It's overflowing. The rowboat is sinking. We're bankrupt. This is not a nation that can afford tens of millions of immigrants. This is rubbish. This is the kind of rubbish that politicians throw out for votes and, of course, for cheap labor. But if you want to compare and contrast the Irish, for example, and the current crop of immigrants, and I'll do it. It's a tough thing to do. Let's start with the positives. I'll compare, then we'll contrast. Both the Irish and, let us say, the folks from Mexico, who I like very much, are hardworking people. Both the Irish of the past and the Mexican immigrants of today are devout Catholic peoples, by and large. Both the Irish of the past and the Mexican folks of today are devoted to family. These are good things. We can say that there's a direct comparison. But if you look at it with cold analytical eyes, you have to say we've gone from the Magna Carta to the mega cartels in one generation. We've gone from English to English as a second language. We've gone from cloistered nuns to tattooed Huns. The fact of the matter is, there was a language similarity, I would say, between the language spoken by the Irish and this language. It's not the first generation, the first wave of immigrants who didn't speak the language. Lithuanians didn't, Russians didn't, Polish didn't, Italians didn't. I can name dozens of others, but largely they wanted to be Americans and they learned the language and taught their children to become Americans. We don't see that today, do we? Instead, we cater to this new crop of immigrants by teaching them their own language so they don't become Americans, part of the balkanization desired by New World liberals. Now, here's another sensitive issue comparing the immigrants of the past, especially the Irish, since they're the essence of today's conversation. Let's compare Irish literature, even of that time and up to that time, with Mexican literature. As I say, I like the Mexican people. I even told a positive story about a Mexican who prevented me yesterday from tearing my car apart because he was a kind man. But let's look at Irish literature and compare it with Mexican literature. Can you good liberals out there name one Mexican author? Because there are some. You just don't know who they are. And yet you could probably name at least three or four famous Irish authors. No pun intended. There are many Irish authors, great literature from Ireland, and literally no literature from Mexico. I'm sorry to tell you. So you say, what does that matter to a country? Well, maybe it doesn't matter in the age of Twitter. Maybe you don't care about music. Compare Irish music, for example, and Irish composers with Mexican music. I mean, you say, well, it's embarrassing to even say it because we're supposed to live in a world where everything is equal. Everything is not equal. No, everything is not equal. No, it is not equal. Not all languages have similar qualities. Not all languages have similar intuitions and insights. They may be wonderful people, but there's a big difference. And what will the effect be upon the culture at large is the question. So this all leads us up to now on the Savage Nation, the following, which is Rand Paul, who was apparently misquoted into saying that he wants to find a place for illegal immigrants in the country. And then they said he's in favor of illegal immigration. They said Rand Paul's flip-flop on immigration, which I don't really hear in the speech. But let us play clip two now on the Savage program.
I think the conversation needs to start by acknowledging that we aren't going to deport 12 million illegal immigrants. If you wish to work, if you wish to live and work in America, then we will find a place for you. In order to bring conservatives to this cause, however, those who work for reform must understand that a real solution must ensure that our borders are secure. I call this plan Trust But Verify.
Oh, how insightful.
Conservatives will accept what needs to come next, an issue that must be addressed. What becomes of the 12 million undocumented workers in the United States?
Well, for one, we could cut off welfare and food stamps as a starter. Secondly, we could end English as a second language as a second starter. Thirdly, we can say that we're bankrupt and we can't afford all of the benefits. Today I went to Safeway on my bicycle, for example, to buy some foodstuffs for dinner. I've given up on eating in restaurants for a while. Other than the few places I trust, I will not go in restaurants anymore. Wait till I tell you what prawns feed on. You'll never eat another prawn as long as you live. Never! A story came out today on prawns. Your hair will stand up on the filth and garbage that they feed on. You'll never eat another prawn as long as you live. Never. A British reporter went undercover in, I think, Thailand to see how they raise prawns. Not only are they decimating the oceans, not only have they destroyed the mangrove swamps in Southeast Asia to raise these prawns that we all love so much, But the toxins that are in these little sea creatures will lead you to believe that kosher food makes a lot of sense. The Jews don't eat prawns. The Jews don't eat pork. That's another story. You'll go right off of them after I tell you what they're fed on. If you want to read it in advance, you can go to michaelsavage.com. It's on the bottom left of the Savage Nation website. But again, going back to the food issue is not the issue, is it? Where was I before I said, let's go back to the prawn issue? Does anyone remember? Because I think I've lost my audience. And so the phone number now is 855-400-7282 from anywhere in America. You want to join the conversation if you're lucky enough to get onto the program and clear the call screener. We can talk about these or any other topic. I know I've confused you. I played the Irish jig. I then played George Bush. George Bush and the anniversary of the invasion of Iraq and first asked you what was the Iraq war worth it. Then I played Obama on immigration and immigration reform. Then I played Rand Paul. And I've confused you. I've created a salad for you to dine upon mentally tonight because it's almost impossible to follow the news unless you know how to eat at a smorgasbord. And I've just begun because I haven't even gotten to the topic that I really want to talk about, which is the Jody Arias trial. I say this is the biggest trial of the century. I don't know one that was bigger in this century yet. Remember what I just said to you. This is an astonishing trial to see this lunatic man killer doing headstands in an interview room, which was caught on some hidden tape and now released to the media. The woman is a stone-hearted murderer. She shot her boyfriend. Remember, they were broken up for 2 years, so far as I understand. She went over to visit. She was, you know the saying, hell hath no fury like a woman spurned, right? She shot him in the head, shot him, stabbed him 24 times, and then slit his throat from ear to ear. And now her defense attorneys are trying to make her into a little old victim of abuse, an abusive male. And we fear she may get off and be hired by Harvey Weinstein as a movie star. We have no idea what the court systems have become. They're a mockery. They're a charade. They're a circus. They're out of control. The court systems have been turned into mush, first by jury selection, where they rig the juries so they can get almost any result they want, then by the length of these trials, and then by admitting evidence that should never be admitted. And so we have some tape today of the prosecutor who trying to put this woman in the electric, whatever they do with them in Arizona. I don't think it's the electric chair. I don't know how they execute criminals in Arizona, but she deserves execution for what she did to this poor kid. She butchered him. She's not a victim in the minds of anybody watching this charade. But the prosecutor, Mr. Martinez, is astounding in what he does to poor Mr. Samuels, the psychologist defense, quote, expert. She made Samuels wish he had gone into the butcher business that his father left for him instead of going into psychology. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Again, 1-800-471-7570. 1-800-471-7570.
All right, I don't impress easily, so here's reason number 8 why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Over 100 design experts in-house. Impressive, since you're lucky to track down even one expert at a home improvement store. When I ordered new blinds from Blinds.com, I couldn't have been more impressed. They're available via phone, online chat, even video chat, via their free face-to-face design consultation service. Unbelievable. It's like having a decorator in your house. Of course, free online how-to videos make installation unbelievably easy, or you can always have them send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, it's improbable. They'll remake it for free. You heard me, free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They are beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling. You're the boss. No brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. Blinds.com. They're my friends. They're good people. Be your own boss. Go to Blinds.com.
Here's the vote. Traffic westbound 237 connection to northbound 101 in Sunnyvale. Crash, right shoulder. Traffic backed up onto 237. However, we've got northbound 880 at Auto Mall. Still working in accident off to the right shoulder. Still working is the slow traffic, though. It is heavy out of San Jose from pretty much 101 up to Auto Mall. Northbound 680 slow Mission Boulevard over the Sunol grade to Andrade. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge slow from the island into San Francisco. Earlier stall is Cesar Chavez. I'm Dave Oaks. Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.5% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. I'll say it again, a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.5% rate and APR with no fees, not even an appraisal deposit. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 30 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 3.5% 30-year money today.
Must own no other properties. No self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms or restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035. 8035.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
What could be better than a new Tempur-Pedic mattress? How about covering it in free gifts? Right now at Mattress Discounters, get $300 in free Tempur-Pedic sheets and pillows with any new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, get 4 years interest-free financing on approved credit. Complete information at saveatmd.com. Of course, you always get free delivery and our lowest price or its free guarantee. But these free gifts won't last. Mattress Discounters Tempur-Pedic bonus event is only for a limited time.
Mattress Discounters!
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And it's a reminder of just how many trials the people of Ireland have endured, from hunger and troubles to the economic challenges of recent years. It's yet another reason why we need to build an immigration system for the 21st century, one that works.
Was right there. Look, I'm a student of history, and I understand that all of civilization is about the invasions of various and sundry peoples into other places. I mean, you look at Britain, and you say, well, Britain, you think of the English, right? You think, oh, well, they've been there forever. Well, they haven't been there forever. The Anglo-Saxons were there between 449 and, well, they were there for a while, but Britain first appears on a page of history with Julius Caesar's expedition across the Channel from the European mainland in 55 BC. Think of what I just said to you. Because before this, the British Isles were vaguely known to Mediterranean peoples. There were traders for centuries bringing in tin, gold, pearls from the island. But only after Caesar's attempt at conquest was there, interchange between the civilized Europe. And Caesar landed on the southern coast. Britain was inhabited by a mixed collection of people. Again, it was an invasion. Those who he encountered were Celts, closely related to the Gallic tribes then living in northern Europe. So you say England. Well, what was England? It was a bunch of tribes. And who were the Celts? The Celts in Britain had come from the continent probably in the period from 600 to about 400 B.C., if I remember my history. And they had gradually driven back their predecessors from the southern and eastern parts of the British island, right? And these predecessors had themselves at some time driven back still earlier settlers for some thousands of years. And until after the Norman conquest in 1066, southeastern Britain was the ultimate goal of all successive waves of migratory peoples who moved out from the interior to the coast of northern Europe. So what am I getting at? We're being invaded right now. The difference between then and now is that the people knew they were being invaded, and it was called an invasion. Today, it's not called an invasion. It's called immigration. And we have both parties catering to this invasion. I don't care which way you skin the cat. It's an invasion. How else do you describe 12 to 30 million people who are here illegally? They were not invited here, except by the politicians who've invited them here. And now they want them to trump the citizens who have been here. This is the irony of it. The politicians who allegedly represent the citizens of this nation, instead of catering to the citizens of this nation, they are catering to the immigrants who don't even belong here. They're here illegally. So I compare it again, going back to the Roman conquest of England. And you say, well, it changed things. Many of you don't even understand where the dark Irish came from. Again, it's all about immigration. I mean, I'm a realist when it comes right down to it. You have to understand this. You have to understand the people whom the Celts drove back were the mixed descendants of many earlier invaders, some of them of the dark-haired, blue-eyed type called Iberian, still to be seen today in Ireland. Where do you think the dark Irish come from? From the Iberian Peninsula. It's all about invasion and conquest. It's about invasion and counter-invasion. But now, while the people are saying we've had enough, the rowboat is full, we're bankrupt, we can't afford it, borders, language, culture, save our nation, we have these illegitimate politicians catering not to the citizens, but to those who would usurp the citizenry. Write that down. Write that down. And mail it to Obama and the Democrats.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Two people had to be rescued from their car after it went off an embankment near Spring Valley Golf Course on Calaveras Road in Milpitas. The pair were taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. New research from the American Heart Association finds sugar-sweetened drinks are linked to more than 180,000 obesity-related deaths worldwide each year. And the Pentagon has expanded a temporary ban on the type of mortar rounds that took the lives of seven Marines in a training accident in Nevada this week. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 880 Fremont Boulevard, a new crash there just adds to the many slowdowns coming out of the South Bay. Northbound 880 pretty much slow now from 101 up to Fremont Boulevard South. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, heavy from the island up to 101. Earlier problems southbound 101 at Cesar Chavez should be cleared. Southbound 101 in San Jose, slow Lawrence Expressway to Oak Oakland Road, westbound 237, a crash at 101 to the right shoulder. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through March 31st, receive 300 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 3/31/13.
Every stoplight is a drag race. Every corner, a chance to hug the road. There's only one true American supercar, the Chevrolet Corvette. And only one true choice to find your Corvette in the Bay Area. Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City, the number one Corvette dealer west of the Rockies, with over 50 new Corvettes in stock. Coupes, convertibles, Z06s, ZR1s, with all of the colors and performance options you want. And to ensure they get a great allotment of the all-new C7 Stingray, Boardwalk Chevrolet is dealing like never before. Drive a hot new 2013 Corvette Grand Sport Coupe for $10,000 off MSRP after $2,000 factory rebate. You heard right. $10,000 off the new Corvette Grand Sport. That's just the start of the savings. View Boardwalk's entire selection of new Corvettes online at GoBoardwalk.com. That's GoBoardwalk.com. Or see Boardwalk Chevrolet off 101 and Whipple in Redwood City.
Most of the time, it's simple. I run my business, pay the bills, get on with my life. But when tax time sneaks up on me, questions start coming in the middle of the night. What else should I be doing about deductions and expenses? How can I tell what kind of shape my business is really in? And why does it feel like every year at tax time, I have to start the process from scratch? It doesn't make sense. I wish I knew someone who could really understand my financial situation. Someone I could trust, who will care as much about my business as I do, and be there all year round. Maybe then I could get that good night's sleep.
A CPA spends years preparing for moments just like these. When the right tax and financial advice is essential, talk to someone with an unmatched level of knowledge, experience, and education. Talk to a CPA. Visit 360taxes.org for information and to find a CPA in your area. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs Private Companies Practice Section.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
My plan is very simple. We'll include work visas for those who are here and who are willing to come forward and work. A bipartisan panel would determine the number of visas per year.
All right, we've heard it all before. In other words, he's already moved over to the other side now. Which, of course, look, I'm a cynic when it comes to politicians. And I had the same feeling 2 days after that gentleman from Massachusetts took Kennedy's seat. Many of you were screaming, yes, he's the new hope for the Republican Party. Great conservative. We've all forgotten his name. He turned out to be a fraud. I saw right through it. And I don't see any difference here, I'm sorry. Maybe on, you know, maybe 50, 60% of the time you're going to get something out of any of them on the Republican side in terms of American conservative values with regard to borders, language, and culture, which define a nation as far as I'm concerned. On the Democrat side, zero percent of America. They do not represent anything American, in my estimation. Show me one Democrat who represents borders, language, and culture, and I'll vote for him. There is not one American Democrat in that sense. They are all internationalists. I am not an internationalist. My grandfather fled Russia so that he could live in America and give his children and his children's children a better life. Here I am. Here I am. Man-child in the promised land, as was written. And I'm not so quick to say I'm ready to roll over for the next wave of invaders. And I don't think most of America is. I think it's a small class of not only politicians who represent a smaller class of extremely powerful business interests who need the cheap labor. that are behind all of this. And let's not be children about it. I'm talking about invasion today. I started with Britain. I told you that you think Britain was Britain forever, but you don't realize that the Anglo-Saxon Britain that you think is Britain was preceded by something else. We were then talking about the Celts. We were talking about the Romans and the mark that the Romans left upon England in their conquest. Because remember, not all of it was bad. Because when the Roman Empire began to crumble and Roman soldiers were taken out of Britain to fight on the continent, the Celts quickly relapsed into something like their pre-Roman political condition. You see, before the conquest, the country had been divided up into small kingdoms, the Celtic kings, not much better really than tribal chiefs, whose principal occupation was warring against their neighbors. And that's what it reverted to. But the Romans left their mark upon southern England with the roads and whatnot. They left some positives, not all negative. And they transformed the southern part of Britain with constructed Roman towns, the solid straight roads, which the Romans built wherever they went. Some of them are still there, by the way, in southern England. And the Romans greatly encouraged agriculture. So they were very positive influences of this invasion of Britain by the Romans. And then came the Anglo-Saxons, and I'm not going to do a history lesson here. It's order, you know, this is talk radio. We're supposed to just talk about the news or whatever I want to talk about. But once in a while, I think it's very important to put the context, the news in context. So the news today is about immigration. Rand Paul says find a place for the illegal immigrants. President Obama, of course, being one of the small minority of politicians who want to flood America with illegal aliens and destroy its character forever, are saying we need comprehensive immigration reform, which is a code word for a massive invasion that the country will never recover from. It is no different than any other invasion. The only difference is, and this is a very hard thing for most people to accept, is that no nation on earth has ever given up its sovereignty in the past without fighting. We in America have given up our sovereignty without fighting. We have been tricked. We've been hoodwinked. We've been embarrassed. We've been insulted into giving up our sovereignty. Every time you raise a word and say, wait, we can't afford it, the hospitals are overflowing, why are our schools a degenerated mass where no one knows how to read, write, or do mathematics unless they're sent to a special school or such, why are the schools a mess? They're called racist by the illegitimate forces that want this invasion for pecuniary and other reasons. And there's another element to it as well, which I don't want to go into right now, which is the far left wants the breaking up of America, wants the hegemony of America, as you know it, destroyed forever, to weaken us forever. And so, you know, you can see the results of all of this. So, you know, I take this very seriously. My entire show going back to 1994 is based upon borders, language, and culture, which no one in the world has. Nobody, by the way, that I have read, and I'm fairly well read with many advanced degrees, has ever defined a nation as simply and as succinctly as I have. When people forced me in 1994, when I entered radio, to define what my show was about, I came up with borders, language, culture. And people reacted to it, saying, that makes sense. I've got liberals who tell me that they're borders, language, culture, Savage Nation fans. They don't agree with me on social policy in many places, but they agree with me on borders, language, and culture because they love America. Not one Democrat comprehends what borders, language, and culture means. Moreover, not this one Republican seemed to reflect that as well. So we have a political class that is dangerously out of touch with the American people, which is why they're so unpopular with the American people, because they don't reflect it. You understand that? And now we have the question of the invasion, the great invasion, if you want to put it that way. You see, not all of us think that 30 million illegal immigrants, many of whom come here to work, all come here to work. No, we know that. We know that there's a disproportionate number of immigrants receiving welfare. I know my grandfather never received welfare. So far as I know, never took a dime. He'd rather throw himself out of a tenement than take any welfare. It was considered a shame. Not today. Today, for example, I went to Safeway, as I started to tell you, to buy some food for tonight because I don't go to restaurants. Then I got into prawns. And lo and behold, as I dismounted from my bicycle, there was a woman in a full shroud from the Middle East. Only her eyes peeked out from a slit. I bolted. I actually looked as though I was peering into the darkness of the medieval. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Now, I've seen it in pictures. But here was an individual
a woman no less, completely covered with a shroud where only the slits of her eyes showed, and she had four or five children, and she proceeded to buy with food stamps and whatnot all of the special foods that she knows she's entitled to. And I said to myself, oh my God, what a country. Now the French don't accept this. The French have outlawed such costuming in a modern nation. They understand that this culture clash can only lead to bloodshed. They understand it. They have said no to it. They have banned this costuming in a modern society where women are treated lower than chattel. A camel is worth more to the average throwback in some of these countries than is a woman who is mistreated, beaten, and treated nothing more than a broodmare at best. Here she is marching around. I bristled, I'm sorry to tell you. Perhaps I was not as tolerant as you would like. You're a reporter here, Michael Savage. Must admit he bristled at his contact with such a costume. I wasn't an enlightened individual who embraced diversity. You see, I was not brainwashed sufficiently to say, my God, that's disgusting, but I love it. How are you? May I help you? Please come to my house. Guess who's coming to dinner? No, I didn't go there. See, I haven't been brainwashed sufficiently, perhaps you have, into thinking that all cultures should be welcome. All customs should be welcome, whether it be the mutilation of a woman's private parts. Should you welcome that? Well, of course not. It's illegal, but you might say that's diversity. I mean, after all cultures are equal to the psychotic liberals in America. But, of course, they're not equal. Look at what they're doing to women in Afghanistan. The country that men are dying for. Look what they're doing to women in Iraq after so many Americans died and the American treasury was broken. Take a look at what they're doing to people in Iraq all over again. So no, not all nations are equal. Not all cultures are equal. And I, for one, think that the world will be a terrible place if America disappears as we know it, as it is disappearing as we know it in front of our eyes. Right before our eyes, it's being erased from the planet as a special place and a place where people understand that are joined together, let's say, in some commonalities. There's almost no commonalities in America today. It has virtually been destroyed already. It's only a matter of time before it collapses altogether. Which leads us now to some of the news of the day to prove my point. Headline, are you ready for this? U.S. flies nuclear-capable B-52 bombers over South Korea. Okay, that's one. Now let's go to China. They've just arrested another one at NASA who was stealing secrets for our good friends in China. China is engineering the theft of our national secrets, especially our national military secrets, with help from their university liberal friends in universities and in NASA who invite them over and are so gullible, so damn stupid, that they think that every one of these foreigners who come here with good intentions. Are they that dumb to not understand that China is already at war with us? China has outsmarted us with regard to currency manipulation and whatnot. They own our debt. You know that, don't you? Oh, you must know that. China's been at war with us for quite a while. And so first the currency. As Rothschild said, don't give me the leadership of a nation. Give me control of a currency and I'll control the nation. China knows that. They're very clever people. So first they control the currency. Now they're stealing our trade secrets from businesses after Bill Clinton started the whole wholesale export of factories to China. Is this too much information for you? Pardon me for using a 40% of my IQ tonight. I mean, normally I can get away with it without balking at my own misuse of my own intelligence, but at a certain point, pardon me if I have to get a little more detailed than the normal guffaws that you may have become used to. But you see, I feel that talk radio is going to disappear altogether unless it goes up rather than down. If we continue to go downward, we're finished. If we continue to simply talk about Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat, blah, 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 it's the end of talk radio as you know it. Unless you can get something that you can't get anywhere else, which I hope to give you in my shows, as I've tried to do for 18 years, you're not going to listen to the show. And apparently, since I'm number one amongst men, in New York City on WABC and on some other stations, there are some men who are apparently clamoring for some context, clamoring for someone to speak out, so to speak, you know, and here I am, and here I do it. Whether it's pleasant, of course, is another story. I don't think it's pleasant. I think it's rather uncomfortable to listen to words such as invasion, because you've been brainwashed into thinking that 30 million people who have come here illegally are actually superior to you in some way, that it's their land, that they have a right to steal your land from you. I love that one. I love that argument. Oh, it was really their land. We took it from them. Well, I say to those good liberals from Berkeley, California, and elsewhere, well, sir, if that's what you believe, you have a deed to your home in the Berkeley Hills, you can write it over to an illegal alien of your choice. Or you can move 30 of them into your house and share your house in sort of a Tolstoy-type nightmare, if that's what you wish. I mean, if you'd like to do that, let them live in your home with you. You're only there alone or with your wife, your children moved on. Why don't you open up your house to some of your good neighbors and give away your house, in fact, if you really believe that. But they won't do that. They never do that. You understand that? So I'm going to move on from that to something a little more mundane. I know that immigration is a boring topic to most of us, and the theft of national secrets is boring to most of us. I realize that the idea that the United States can still fly nuclear-capable B-52s over South Korea today is just stunning. I mean, it's just shocking to think that we would do a thing like that after we were threatened with annihilation on the West Coast by the lunatic in North Korea, right? Yeah, I mean, after all, that's what the B-52 is for. I was actually pleased to see that there are still military men in the United States of America willing to override the psychotics from the universities who were put there by Obama and literally fly nuclear-capable B-52s over South Korea to say to the lunatic from the North, go ahead, make my day. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, vitamin C.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, Dynavite will solve the problem. The website is dinovite.com. Phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Here's a vote. Traffic, San Francisco, northbound 101 near Vermont. Looks like a stalled car, right lane. A little bit of rain in San Francisco now as it approaches the Bay Area. So watch out on the wet roadways. Northbound 238, connector to northbound 880. Have a crash being reported there. Very heavy traffic, South Bay. Westbound 237, connector to northbound 101. Accident to the side. Traffic backed up to Lawrence Expressway. Northbound 101 continues slow up to San Antonio. Northbound 880 slow out of San Jose to Auto Mall. Earlier problems. I'm Dave Fowler. KSFO.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right, nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether to purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
After a fluffy waffle and some HDTV time at La Quinta, you know what you'll do in your big presentation? You'll bowl them over. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Get ship shape with private Pilates classes and innovative equipment with top trainers at San Francisco Pilates. Get half off from SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
So here we are back on the Savage Nation. Again, if you care to join the dialogue, it's 855-400-7282. And we're talking about so many news topics, and I'm trying to put them in context of history, talking about Britain and the invasion of Britain by the Romans under Caesar on the southern coast and what happened and how the dark Irish appeared, the Iberians, so to speak, all about conquest and invasion. I'm trying to explain to you what's going on. You see, many of you are perplexed. You don't quite understand why your politicians, instead of protecting your sovereignty, borders, language, and culture, are literally working around the clock to destroy it. It began in earnest with Bill Clinton wrecking the border. I remember distinctly who did it. I know her name. I remember her. I railed against it. I remember Bill Clinton exporting manufacturing facilities to China. I remember it all. It all started under Bill Clinton. He decimated this nation and was still recoiling from it, incidentally. But they're all guilty of it, incidentally. The entire ruling class is guilty of it. It's not just Democrats, not just the Clintons. That was the beginning of the fall, the real fall, you know what I'm saying? Now, whether this can be stopped is another question, or, well, whether we'll go into the distant history of the world and become something entirely different than what this nation is a question of only a matter of time, because that's what's going to happen. You know, foreigners and natives, what does that really mean in America? We're all the sons or daughters of immigrants. We know that. But never before have we been in a position exactly as we find ourselves in today. And as I told you, as the empire of the Roman Empire crumbled and the Roman soldiers withdrew, then Britain went back to its early past of the kings and of the basically chiefs, okay? But then the Anglo-Saxons appeared in England. And maybe you all hear the word Anglo-Saxon, you assume they've been there forever. But they weren't there forever. Because there was a new wave of migration that advanced westward that came from the European coastline, outward from the European coastline, were those who you know as the Anglo-Saxons. And they were, several of them were closely related Germanic tribes, which you may not know that. And that's why the English and the German people are so closely related. In fact, right up until the current times, the royal family of England has many German cousins, etc. You can go back to World War One. They were both sides of that one. And the Germans were fabulous warriors. And there were reasons they were fabulous warriors. It's because the fighting Germanic peoples at that time hated manual labor. They hated manual labor. Did you know that that's why the Germans became such great warriors? And they looked to their chiefs to find them a way to make an existence without working as laborers. And so they were very determined and fierce warriors. Very fierce warriors. And they multiplied rapidly. And they were settled very heavily on the coast of England. And then they took to the sea for one reason only. And that was for plunder. Again, for plunder. And then we move on. I mean, do you want to hear any of this? Is this of any interest to you in the audience? It's hard to know in radio because you don't know who's listening. I'm on 185 stations and some really powerhouse stations. I think it's important to put context to what we're going through in this country right now. Many of you are perplexed because you say, well, they're nice people. I don't want to be mean. Well, we all feel that way. But you're being overtaken, and your politicians are destroying you. Look at your hospitals, look at your schools, look at the lack of education in this country today. Because the invaders are always only concerned for themselves and their people. You don't know that. They're not concerned for you. They spit at you. They don't care about you or your country. They spit on you. And the reason they do is because you're stupid enough to bend over backwards for them. Ah, free medical care. Great, I'll take it. So the kid has a runny nose. It costs you $12,000 for them to visit a hospital. But you don't say anything because you'll be a racist if you do. That's how they set the law up, you see. So gradually the Anglo-Saxons dispossessed the Celts of all the land, by the way, except roughly that comprised in modern Scotland, Wales, and Cornwall. It's very interesting. And according to my knowledge, the invaders at that time belonged to three tribal groups, the Angles, the Saxons, and the Jutes. You probably have heard some of these names in your historical readings right over the years. Of course, the Angles or the English eventually gave their name to the greater part of the island known as England today. But it wasn't only them who were there. And then we go on to the language of the Anglo-Saxons. See, now language is very important to a nation. As you well know, we have an invasion force that doesn't speak the language of America. This is very similar to other waves of immigrants who didn't speak the language. The difference, however, is that past waves of immigrants, whether they be from, I'm going to give you an example, the Italian people, they spoke Italian, obviously. The Sicilian people spoke a different type of Italian called Sicilian. And yet they taught their children, by and large, be an American. You must learn English to be an American. Is that correct? Well, you don't hear that today. Today they teach their children the opposite. We have schools, English as a second language. What nation that wants to exist operates like this? That's why your schools are bankrupt. How many different times do I have to tell you the same story? I'll be right back.
Join. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. So I spent the first hour tonight talking about Rand Paul saying we must find a place for, they say, 12 million illegal immigrants. It's more like 30 million, you know that. Since the government lies about everything, why should we accept it's 12 million? Where'd 12 million come from? It's all an estimate. So they've estimated that our budget's doing fine. Well, how'd that work out for you? They estimate the cost of a new tunnel will be X billion dollars, and it's three times that. So I figure, add three to the number of immigrants. It's 36 million illegal immigrants. That's all. Now, if you grant them all amnesty, they'll bring their families over. What's that, 100 million people over 5 to 10 years? What will that do? So I started to tell you a story about past stories of invasion, because that's what this is. It's an invasion. It's not immigration. Immigration is calculated. It's slow. It's legal. It's reasonable. I'm the son of an immigrant. I'm the son of an immigrant, first-generation American. They waited online. They didn't expect to run the country the first minute they got here. They didn't spit on the American flag. They taught me to learn English. They told me never to speak the old language, etc. So now we have a whole different story, as you well know. We've talked about it. Now, individually, we know that there are wonderful people in all amongst all immigrant groups. And miserable, horrendous people above all immigrant, in all immigrant groups. We know that. whether it be the criminals in any group, the gangsters in any group, and the saints in any group. We know within ourselves there's a criminal and a saint. We know that whenever every family there's a criminal and a saint, or several of the above. That's not the issue. We're not talking about inherent differences between individual people. We're talking about the effect upon a mass of immigrants upon a nation. And so I bring it back to the core of my show, borders, language, culture. You have to ask yourself, can the country survive if the politicians have broken the border, refused to defend the border, do not defend the language, instead they teach the immigrants to speak their own language, English as a second language, and they refuse to tell the immigrants there is a culture here that you must learn to be an American. I told you I have one of my producers is of an Asian, of Asian descent, and his mother fled North Korea on her own, fled over the snowy mountains, almost starved to death. And it took her 13 years to be an American citizen. And she proudly told her son that she knew every American president going back to George Washington. She knew so much more than most of us know about this country. She had to learn these things to pass her citizenship test. Now, compare that with what Obama and Rand Paul want for this country today. You understand what I'm saying to you? If something is given to you that you stole, you steal it and then they say, now it's yours? You don't respect that. You figure that it's a fool who gave it to you. You stole it from him, now he says it's yours? So now you figure he's a fool and a weakling. You'll take whatever you can now. He's giving me this, I'll take that. Let's see, he gave me citizenship, what can I have next? Let's see, what can I have next? Well, the country itself. So what I'm telling you tonight, you already know, because you're in the majority. The majority of the American people understand this intuitively, because all peoples understand what's going on intuitively. But as I've said to you before, Mallarmé, the French poet, wrote, if I can remember my French from college, Donnez plus clair la mort de la tribu. Pardon me for speaking French. It's bad French. Donnez plus clair la mort de la tribu, meaning to make more clear the words of the tribe. That's my job. I'm the poet, actually, sitting around the campfire trying to clarify your thoughts. In other words, if there's no place for a man like me, then there's no place for a man like me. But I know there's a place for a man like me because I made a place for a man like me by making more clear the words of the tribe for all these many years on the radio. Every day is a new beginning. 94 to 2013, I'll have my, God, I hope I live that long. 2014, 94, I can't believe it. 20 years in radio in the year 2014. I hope I'll still be here. Bigger than ever, probably. If I'm here, it'll be bigger. If I'm not here, it won't be bigger. Doesn't matter, big or smaller. Doesn't matter how big is big, how small is small. My books will stand or they won't stand. Either my language, my message of borders, language, and culture will live or it won't live. Either you'll disappear as a nation or you'll stand up one day and say, I've had it. That's the end of it. I'm throwing my hat down. The politicians can go. You know where they're going to go. I've had enough of both of them. Both parties are garbage. And I've had enough of these liars and thieves. Maybe it will happen. Maybe it'll be a massive uprising against this lie, the big lie. And then we're talking about other things on the show today. I didn't mean only to talk about immigration. It's generally a frustrating topic because you don't know what to make of it. But we're being hammered on it on both sides now to acknowledge that we must roll over, completely roll over to the invasion. Now we're also talking about George Bush. If you missed that, I have to play a little of George Bush because on one hand, we miss him. After Obama, we almost missed George Bush. We see that Obama is such a persuasive speaker, at least he was in the beginning, that he's actually charming. Until you study speech, and then you come to understand that even a bumbling man may have more truth in him than a man as eloquent as Obama, who hardly ever says anything that's truthful, ever says anything that relates to the American people as the American people would like to be related to. It was studied in the times of Aristotle, the difference between sophists and others. Sophistry was actually taught in the Aristotelian schools amongst the educated young men. What is sophistry? The ability to basically sway people with lies. There was a difference between style and content. Obama has no content. He's all style. So we go back to a time of Bush who had literally no style whatsoever, and as we look back on the Iraq War, apparently had no content either. So let's begin again at the beginning with President Bush's speech from 10 years ago today.
My fellow citizens, At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger. On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war. These are opening stages of what will be a broad and concerted campaign. More than 35 countries are giving crucial support, from the use of naval and air bases, to help with intelligence and logistics, to the deployment of combat units.
It's amazing. I mean, you look back, remember 10 years ago to the day, how encouraging that was to hear we had a president to stand up to who we thought was our mortal enemy? Well, as we saw how they killed him at the end without a trial, we realized he may have had some secrets that they wanted to go to his grave rather than go to trial. See, things come out in trials that are uncomfortable for rulers. And Saddam Hussein was actually a clever dictator, a murderous clever dictator he was. But he kept his people in line. He kept them in line all right. Now, of course, that we've overthrown him, we have a bigger monster. The bigger monster is a greater Iran. Of course, you wouldn't know that because those who orchestrated the Iraq war won't tell you that they made a mistake. And the people, who you knew them as the neocons. I mean, that was a dirty word, but it was they who whispered in Bush's ear. You know who they were. Do you still remember their names? They're still around. These policy wonks, they're still around. I know their names. What's the point of calling them out? What's the point? They're probably good conservatives today. I would imagine that some of them were invited to CPAC. I wasn't. I would think some of those who misled America with the Iraq war are revered at various and sundry events and dinners that I'm never invited to. I'm reviled. I prefer being reviled to revered, by the way. It depends upon who's doing the reviling or the revering. So I really don't need to be invited to these such places as these. But the thing is, those people who misled us are still around. They're doing great. Never done better. Happier than ever, those neocons who misled America, lied to us. A tragedy of the greatest order, $3 trillion down the drain, currency bankrupted, nation bankrupted, currency devalued, let us say. We know that. We know all of this. Never, and I'm not even mentioning the human loss. Let's put aside the Iraqi loss. I'm an American, so I care about the Americans, okay? You can have a bleeding heart over the dead Iraqis if you're a good liberal. You can start telling about how many Iraqis died. That's another story. How many Americans died? How many were maimed? How many hearts were broken? For what? Was it a good war? Was it a worthwhile war? I mean, what did we gain from this war is the question. And now we have the Republicans who are telling themselves in order to remain relevant and in order to survive, why they must become Democrat light. Actually, they may actually become Democrat heavy. Now they're saying we must bend over backwards for the hordes of illegal immigrants and welcome them. We should come out for virtually everything the Democrats are coming out for and still call ourselves an alternative. Well, I don't see the alternative. If they're the same party with two different heads, it's called a Hydra. I mean, if you just study biology, you'll understand what a Hydra-headed monster is. And a Hydra-headed monster, it is called the political system, said the fool. But, of course, it's not a fool speaking to you, is it? It's a man who knows exactly what's going on. In fact, the older I get, the wiser I get. And not only the wiser I get, but the more eloquent I get. And believe me, it's not simply facetiousness that is being spoken tonight on the Savage Nation, nor does it approach the sophistry of the politicians. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number four why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices, okay? Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's improbable. They'll remake it for free. Yes, free. And if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Blinds.com now. Go to Blinds.com.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want to tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks. From all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer this month only. Free installation plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax. Call for details today at 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. I mean, there's good news. You want to just talk news. Old Feinstein got shot down by her own party. So it just shows you that there's not a monolithic group of monolithic group with regard to any issue. Even the gun thing. Look at the gun thing. She wanted to ban 157 different weapons and ammunition clips. She got shot down by Harry Reid. Could you imagine? Let's hear it for the NRA. Yay, yay, NRA. They're more powerful than Dianne Feinstein. She came out red-faced. She got shafted by her own party. her own party came to understand that America is different than most European nations. This is a different nation. It has a different culture. See, when I say borders, language, culture, there are elements of culture that are, quite a tremendous variety of culture. You say, culture, what does he mean? What does he mean? Wearing party hats? Puking on car fenders during Australia Day? Well, one of the elements of our culture is guns. We're a gun culture. Most Americans love their guns. And this cuts across race. It cuts across gender lines. It cuts across religions. Most Americans like a gun. They love to have a gun. The only people who don't like it are people who ban soda and cigarettes in New York because they hire people to protect them. But they themselves are gunophobic for fear that they'll shoot themselves. They're neurotics. They're on medication. They've been in therapy their whole lives. They're afraid if there's a gun in the house, they'll use it against themselves or a loved one. So then they project this gunophobia onto the society at large. And so they say everyone shouldn't have a gun. Meanwhile, they're surrounded by Secret Service with Uzis, God knows what. But you shouldn't be able to protect yourself from a home invader. Then she got shot down by her own party. Why? Because Harry Reid's the leader of her party. And he was looking at the 2014 elections when several Democratic Senate seats are open for contest in conservative states. So he's a wise leader. He's the Harry Reid is the wise leader of his group. You may not like his politics, but he's the leader, not Feinstein. So he bolstered the Democrat Party's chances to win in these elections in conservative states, where they'd be slammed, thrown out of the picture if they had banned guns. So Feinstein, she got defeated in plain English. That hot potato was thrown away because part of our culture is a gun culture. Now let's move on. That's number one. So things are going to change, actually, for the better in some ways because there are midterm elections coming up. Midterm elections are coming up, and the Democrats are terrified that they're going to lose seats, as they should, by the way, because a lot of the malarkey they've been throwing has been come back upon them, sticking to the Irish theme today. 855-472-8 is the phone number on the Savage Nation. I like the word malarkey. I've always loved it. My father would never let me get away with anything. He would say to me, if he was in a good mood, he says, stop throwing that malarkey. Would you? You know, he wouldn't let me fib. Did you do your homework? Well, I sounded like the defense expert in the Jody Arias case, where the prosecutor says, I didn't ask you that. I asked you this. And he threw the malarkey. Now that's not the question. It's yes or no. Did you do your homework? Finally, I have to answer my father. He's, well, get in your room and do your homework. Stop throwing that malarkey. So that's why I like the word malarkey. He wouldn't let me get away with very much, which is why I like talk radio, because it's a good... Boy, do I have news to summarize. My God. I haven't even summarized the news. I haven't read the newspapers. I haven't talked about the filth and prawns, and you'll never eat them again after you... Well, go to my website for all the stories I didn't get to. Honest to God, michaelsavage.com has all the news, views, and reviews that I can't get to every day. So I'll do them tomorrow. I have so many good things here that I want to get to. I can't get to them because I've jammed the lines out with the Iraq war and the immigration story. Do you like what I've done tonight on history, or is it too highbrow? Shall I go lowbrow? Shall I just make sounds, guttural sounds on the radio? Shall I say... How shall I use this gift called talk radio across America? I mean, am I allowed to occasionally may I use my education? Occasionally it seeps out like the oil tar sands in North Dakota. Occasionally the tar seeps out from the ground. I mean, there is an educated man underneath all of this. I may sound like a longshoreman to you, and believe me, I've met many longshoremen with no education who are brighter than most of the people around Obama, even though they went to Harvard. So that's not the point. The point is, once in a while, I have to use a few PhD words. Once in a while, I have to use my education. And I hope you didn't find it offensive tonight, because I realize that education is rather offensive to most Americans. That's another part of our culture. That's a backhanded slap. Sorry, didn't mean to insult my audience. I do realize that. No, it's true. Sometimes people get offended by it. I have to go to the department, the DMV soon. That's the Department of Mexican Voters very shortly. And renew my license. And the last time I went through this horrendous process at the Department of Mexican Voting, which was again put in place by Bill Clinton with the Motor Voter Act. Remember Janet Reno, the girl who burned 72 people to the ground at Waco, Texas? The woman who got away with mass murder, killing men, women, and children with hand grenades and such, burnt them to the ground. Never went to jail for it, the people who shot Randy Weaver's wife and son never went to prison. After all, they're government agents. They're allowed to kill mercilessly and call it part of a day's work and then go out and vote Republican or whatever they wish to do. And nevertheless, the issue is that she killed men, women, and children. Remember that? Well, she gave us the Motor Voter Act, where illegal immigrants could go into a motor vehicle bureau and vote. And that, my friends, is the beginning of the end of the story. So I have to go get my license renewed. The last time I did, I saw illegal aliens literally being ushered in Spanish to the front of the line where they were rubber stamped. I, as a Native American, had to take the test, and it wasn't that easy. I can't remember all of the laws in California. They rewrite them every day.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fanks on Talk 560 KSFO. A newly appointed member of the Santa Clara County Board of Education resigned today amid questions on whether she actually lives in the district she represents. Darcy Green said she didn't want those uncertainties to be a distraction to the board. California will not have to wait long to hear arguments in next week's proceedings over the state's ban on same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court said it will release audio recordings just a few hours after the arguments conclude. And more fallout from the anti-gay rant by rocker Michelle Schacht. Yoshi's has already banned her. Now several other shows are canceled as well. Taking a look at the roadways, still a late commute on the peninsula, southbound 101 from about Willow Road down to Rangstorff. Very slow. Northbound 101 also sluggish from 85 up to San Antonio. Have an accident being reported. It's going to be southbound 880 at Brokaw off to the right shoulder. And westbound 24, Pleasant Hill Road, a crash on the off-ramp. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you suffer from red, dry, and itchy skin? Or maybe flaky, cracked, and painful skin? Or swollen and sensitive skin? There is a new, powerful solution called RenewCell that can deliver relief no matter what your skin problem is. To introduce RenewCell, the manufacturers are offering two risk-free samples. Just call 800-501-0318. RenewCell is a natural, drug-free topical alternative for problem skin, providing effective, safe, and non-irritating relief. RenewCell uses a patented extract called thioxylin from an ancient Australian plant used for centuries to soothe and rejuvenate problem skin. This effective anti-inflammatory helps eliminate red, dry, itchy, flaky skin problems. It's real healing. Even if prescription products have failed before, you can now get lasting relief for dry, itchy, and cracked skin caused by inflammation. No matter how long you've suffered, RenewCell is guaranteed to work for you. Take advantage of two risk-free samples for just $6.95 shipping and handling by calling 800-501-0318. That's 800-501-0318 or log on to tryrenewcell.com. That's tryrenucell.com.
Hey, I'm Kix Brooks. You ever think about how firefighters risk their lives every day to keep us safe? You can return the favor by installing working smoke alarms at every room of your home and replacing alarms that are 10 years old. Go to alarmpledge.com for details. Working smoke alarms not only help protect your family, they also protect the firefighters who enter a burning home. Make the pledge to be a hero and save a hero at alarmpledge.com.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. You know, I think that I've talked an awful lot tonight, and I'm going to take calls in a moment, but because I have one producer who pulls news all day long, and I don't want him to think I don't care for his work. I'm going to read you the news summary today. We call it David's News Summary. Here we go, from morning till night. One, Boehner believes in bipartisan, responsible solution on immigration. Of course, that means he's going to cater to the illegal alien lobbies. Bob Woodward has appointment in the White House today. That means Obama's going to throw him some bones to get him back onto his side. Ryan's ratings have collapsed. I told you from the beginning I was not a Ryan fan. Maryland to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. Ho-hum. How exciting. You want to poison yourself and give yourself lung cancer? Be my guest. Let's see. What else? Here's one. Judge proposes lawyer corps to help immigrants. A judge now wants to create a new army called an Immigrant Justice Corps that will recruit and train young liars, and then will help send these young liars around the country to work at community organizations eager for legal help. The program would echo existing public service programs like AmeriCorps, VISTA, and the Peace Corps. So a judge wants an army of liars called lawyers to help immigrants. That's just what America needs. We don't have enough lawsuits, nor enough lawyers. How about deporting the lawyers in exchange for the immigrants? I would exchange one immigrant for each lawyer. I'll take a gardener over a lawyer any day, frankly. News number two, San Francisco police shoot biting dog. Producer of the great show Homeland dies. Brommel's longtime agent and friend Peter Benedek said Brommel died Monday at a Los Angeles area hospital. The cause of death may have been a heart attack. But great show, by the way. Everyone loves Homeland because it's frighteningly reminiscent of what's going on today with double and triple agents at every level of government. In the minds of most Americans, who are all paranoid, as you know, which is why we shouldn't fear the tanks that Homeland Security has been buying or the 1.6 billion bullets that Department of Homeland Security is buying. We shouldn't fear any of this. They're your friend. They're your friend. Higher gas taxes as cars become more fuel efficient. Major New York Times piece attacks Israel. One-third of U.S. adults stopped using news outlets. They consider news outlets awful. That's interesting. Gun permits are up in, guess of all places, Newton, Massachusetts. You hear this? Gun permits are up in Newton, Massachusetts. See, people are not stupid. Politicians are stupid because they think people are stupid. AIPAC gets 77 senators to call on Obama to support Israel. Muslims attack Christians in Egypt. Hundreds of Muslim villagers in Egypt south have attacked Christian-owned stores. Oh, well, that's not news. Can't even report that, as a matter of fact, because it doesn't go along with Hillary Clinton's program that she saved the world. Obama says if you like the Irish, you should like immigration reform. Yeah, right. Rudy Giuliani, not an identity theft. What? Rudy Giuliani is now an identity theft pitchman. Yeah, okay, let that go. Paul Ryan, post-election free fall. Syria likely used chemical weapons, according to House Intelligence Chair. Obama and Republicans agree on corporate income tax. School in Maryland bans hugs. Here's a real doozy. Release of the immigrants, 2,000 and so illegal immigrants released from detention centers, by Obama's minions is not a security breach, according to the liars who run ICE. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director John Morton, who should be arrested, by the way, himself, at a House Judiciary Committee hearing today, defended his agency's decision last month to release 2,228 illegal immigrants who were arrested on felonies. He said that they're not a threat to America. Why? You ready for this? Because they were placed on alternative supervision by the government, such as being required to call in regularly. Hello, ICE. Yeah, call in regularly from where? Guadalajara? Are they crazy? Yes. No, there's your government at work. I would have him arrested if I were in the Republican Party. I'd demand that ICE Enforcement Director John Morton be arrested, his pension eliminated, and anyone who did this be thrown in jail with him. That's why I'm in talk radio, because I have common sense. I don't believe in some of the things that my government does. Let's put it that way. Not everything they do is wrong. Just about 99% of the things they do seems to be at odds with the American people. And that's the news of the day. There's more on MichaelSavage.com. Biggest one is U.S. flies nuclear-capable B-52 bombers over South Korea. I didn't know we still had military men who could authorize the flying of a nuclear bomber anywhere. I'm sure they're not loaded with anything but salamis or cabbages for North Korea, but at least they're flying nuclear-capable B-52s over South Korea. I would think with the new military under Obama, they're not nuclear-armed. I would think they're loaded with crates of cabbages to drop over the North as a mark of peace and love. Or porno movies, which the new leader of the North probably loves. You know, or pictures of some of our models or whatever who are falling in the gutters of 855-407-282. What would you like to talk about on the Savage Nation? It's your turn now. Now we're going to take some calls. Brian has been holding for a long time on WMAL on the Iraq question, where I asked, was the Iraq war worth it? He actually disagrees with me, and I would like to hear what he has to say. Brian on line 9, go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Enjoy your show. I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one. After 9/11, what I wanted the federal government to do was to basically go after any state-sponsored terrorist regime, and Iraq was one of them. So
Well, here's the question. What terrorism was Iraq sponsoring?
Well, I believe that they had I believe that they had the capability to give Islamic terrorists very sophisticated weapons.
Well, we were told they had chemical weapons, weapons of mass destruction, which turns out to be a lie. The only people who disseminated that lie were such as Wallbanger. He was hammering that over and over again that Saddam had WMDs. He didn't.
Yeah, but Dr. Savage, we waited so many months to go into Iraq.
Okay, that's another argument. He moved them to the north. They were put where were they put then? Where'd they go?
I mean, that's a big desert.
Were they move them to Brooklyn, to a bodega? I mean, where are they? Maybe they moved them to Syria. Maybe they moved them to Iran. Maybe they gave them to someone else. Okay, that's a possibility. But, okay, we can't say the whole war was worth it because we think that he moved the weapons of mass destruction. How do you feel about the U.S. government, after capturing Saddam Hussein, not trying him but executing him so quickly? What do you think about that? Isn't that suspicious?
I just believe that after the Islamic terrorists declared war on us, you know, at the Twin Towers and what happened with the hijackings, you know, I still believe that any state...
Yeah, but the hijackers were mainly from Saudi Arabia. How come we didn't invade Saudi Arabia?
Well, is that truly state-sponsored? I mean, you know...
Of course. It's not state-sponsored. The Saudis are terrified of the Islamic terrorists because they have a different variety of state-sponsored terrorism, which is called Wahhabi Islam. The Wahhabi sect of Islam is perhaps more dangerous than weapons of mass destruction in terms of what it's disseminating around the world. You know, not all of Islam teaches hatred and such. Not all of Islam teaches to kill Christians and Jews. But apparently the Wahhabi sect is quite violent and quite racist, incidentally. And that comes out of Saudi Arabia. We never invaded Saudi Arabia for obvious reasons, because they had something we needed, which was oil. And, of course, they elected the politicians at the time. So, look, we can argue with this all we wish. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Most Americans think it was a waste of time, as they're going to feel about Afghanistan. What are we doing there? What are we doing in Afghanistan? No one knows what we're doing there. Remember, one of the reasons Obama won the first time is because he said he was anti-war. And I recall within 2 months he sent 30,000 new troops to Afghanistan. Remember that? I was shocked. Shocked, I tell you. So therefore, where does that leave us? What are we doing in Afghanistan? You know, I mean, you got to kill for peace. What are we doing there? Remember this Vietnam War? You got to kill for peace. Remember that song that came out from the hippie movement? And everyone said, yeah, that makes sense. You got to kill for peace. What are we doing in Afghanistan? What are we doing in Afghanistan? What are we doing in Afghanistan? Afghanistan, Afghanistan, what are we doing in Afghanistan? There's more burqas in America now than there were before the invasion of Afghanistan. The French know that they don't belong here in this country. They know that. They know they don't belong in a modern society, that it's going to be, that it's a culture clash, it's an attack upon women, it's an attack upon freedom, it's an attack upon culture. We know that. Everybody knows that. And yet the government bends over backwards and says, no, everything is equal. Everything is equal. Women can wear costumes from the medieval time. You know, of course, that the burqa is not in the Quran. I want to make that very clear. I'm very sensitive to religious mores. The fact is the burqa is not part of the Quran. There is no Quranic text that says a woman has to be wrapped up like a mummy with only her eyes showing through slits. Again, you're misinterpreting what Islam is. That's not Islam at all. You know, there are modern Islamic women who drive cars, if you can believe it or not. They lived in Iran until this maniac, Ahmadinejad, and his cohorts took over as a result of Jimmy Carter driving the Shah out of the country. You understand that the women of Iran are oppressed. They were thrown backwards 500 years by this regime in Iran. So you can be a Muslim and drive a car. You can be a Muslim and teach school. You can be a Muslim and wave your hair. You can be a Muslim and go to a nightclub. Doesn't mean you have to wrap yourself up like a mummy. And yet you would think, because of the pervasive fear in this country of offending anyone, including offending common sense and common decency, that that's part of a culture. It isn't. Again, it's part of a 9th or 10th century view of Islam, mainly from the African countries, incidentally. And I can't see how you could say that belongs in a modern secular nation. Remember what went on with driver's licenses in Florida? When a woman refused to take her veil off to take a picture for her driver's license? And common sense said, are you crazy? You can't permit that. Because a man could be underneath the costume. A terrorist could be getting a driver's license. And the liberals said, oh, no, you can't insult people. That's their culture. They have the right to wear that. And I think common sense prevailed. I don't think you can still wear a full face covering in Florida. But forgive me if I'm mistaken. I haven't kept up with that debate. God only knows where we are today with that one. Sometimes common sense is commonly sensical. You know that. Do you know that sometimes even common sense is commonly sensible? Can you imagine that we don't need a lawyer? We don't really need a lawyer on the Supreme Court to tell us what makes sense? We don't have to go to Elena Kagan for common sense. We don't have to go to the wise Latina to find out what common sense is. Sometimes common sense is common sense. We don't need a genius who went to Harvard to tell us what is common sense. Sometimes the average person is more intelligent, even a person who never even went to college. Worse yet, a person who never even went to Harvard may even have some common sense. So what would you like to talk about? Because I'm almost out of time in this. I've been talking. What's wrong with me today? I am so loquacious that I frighten myself. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately, until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
You know, I don't impress easily. You know that. So here's reason number five why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Instead of some pushy interior designer coming over and pressuring you to buy window coverings, just connect with a Blinds.com design expert using your smartphone, tablet, or webcam for free. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Free online how-to videos make installation very simple, but if you'd rather, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you mismeasure, improbable, they'll remake it for free. You hear me? Free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. So go to Blinds.com, Blinds.com, Blinds.com now.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, back before my Ovation days, my hair looked like a mixture between straw and some sandpaper. It was so dry that it was actually breaking when I would run my hand through it. And I remember before getting ready for work one morning, looking at my curling iron and my straightener and wondering if I should even use those anymore. I mean, the heat on my hair without protection was part of my major issue. Then I found my Ovation Cell Therapy three-step process, and that changed my life. My hair has gone from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair, and I started to notice it within the first few times that I used Ovation. And now I can curl my hair or straighten my hair and do it with ease, knowing that my hair is protected. You can do the same. Go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
Do you know which investment is projected to double in price? Let's ask Scott Carter.
It's not stocks, it's not bonds, it's silver.
What's happening with silver?
Shortages are showing up because supply is critically low. In just the last 10 years, 90% of the world's supply has been used up.
Where are the shortages?
Well, twice this year, the U.S. Mint has run out of silver.
So where's the silver price headed?
We believe all the signs tell us silver should be double where it is now.
Before we went on, you told me Lear has a special offer on a new silver coin. What is it?
It's a 1.5-ounce silver polar bear coin. It's minted from the finest silver. It's the only 1.5-ounce coin on the market that carries a government guarantee, and it's eligible for IRAs. For a limited time, new customers can buy 20 silver polar bears and get one free. Our lowest price ever.
Folks, call 1-800-601-8761 now. The offer is limited. Invest just $5,000, and for each purchase of 20 silver polar bear coins, you'll get one free. That's 1-800-601-8761. 800-601-8761.
They're such ideologues. They'll never, never, never.
Sean Hannity.
Never give up.
The Sean Hannity Show.
They're not listening to the American people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560.
You got it?
KSFO.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
People this century around the world, and the tobacco companies target kids, and they target people in the less developed countries.
And they wouldn't be complete without Mayor Bamberg whining on about saving the world. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So there he is again. He's being laughed, by the way, laughed at across the country. People are writing such as this about Mayor Bamberg in New York, who has gone after virtually everything that any human being wants at some point of the day. Everyone wants a little salt. Most people want a, you know, a cup of coffee or a little caffeine. Some people smoke a cigarette. Apparently he likes to drive them into prescription drugs. I can't understand what else he's trying to do here. So people are writing things such as this. Don't these guys have anything better to do with their time and our taxpayer money? Another one writes, what about a cup of noodles, Top Ramen, canned Spam, microwave popcorn, barbecue, high heels, nonstick frying pans, fried foods, Krispy Kreme donuts, hot dogs, aluminum bats? Why doesn't Mayor Bamberg ban everything and we will be safe? Another one writes, well, you get the picture. Ban everything but pot. Is that the ticket? You hear? Another one writes, it's a good thing there aren't other urgent matters going on in New York City that the mayor can go after cigarettes. The next one writes, well, so many other things on the, here's one. The Puritan ethic abounds in this country still. The right wing fixates on people's sex lives and the left fixates on what people eat and drink. That's almost like a Chinese fortune cookie. I like that one. That's good. Let me read that again. The Puritan ethic abounds in this country still. The right wing fixates on people's sex lives and the left fixates on what people eat and drink. That's pretty good. That's true. There is a sexual element to Bamberg. I've told you that. I told you that. I think the MO here is that, no, he's a little impaired in this height department, which is not, I'm not laughing at him. It happens. I'm not a particularly tall man, but I got over this when I was 12 years old. He, on the other hand, is so driven, he had to become a billionaire and a mayor to compensate for his stature. Now, he goes after a 32-ounce soda bottle because it's half his size. And I think that he's intimidated by it. In other words, if you walk into an ethnic meal and you're trying to schmooze people and bamboozle them, right? And a soda bottle sitting on the table, when you think about it, 32 ounces above a table height, what is the average height of a table? Where is the table? It's about five feet, I would think. You add 16 32-ounce bottle on top of a five-foot table, it's as tall as the mayor. So it probably challenged his ego in some way, and he figured, look, I got to ban the 32-ounce soda bottle because it's intimidating me, particularly if those cameras come around. They're going to have to shoot through the plastic bottle. So therefore, we want to make certain that no bottle exceeds 16 ounces, and in time, eventually, he can make certain that no one drinks anything larger than a 6-ounce bottle. I'm joking, okay? But you get the picture. That's what I would write if I were a Punch cartoonist from 1870. I would write that as a, I would make that a cartoon for you to understand. So I try to do it with words. Well, I hope you've enjoyed these 2 hours of the show tonight from coast to coast on the Savage Nation, from KSFO in San Francisco all the way to the East Coast, to WABC, WMAL down in Texas, KLIF, and all of the great stations along the way. The cumulus distribution of the Savage Nation is growing by leaps and bounds. The audience is growing. And so I do appreciate your listening. I tried tonight something a little different than the normal fare. In addition to the meat and potatoes, I gave you a little fine cookery. I hope you didn't find it indigestible, because I normally stick to basic dishes like meatloaf, meat and potatoes. Microwave popcorn is the normal fare of the Savage Nation, I mean, with a little humor thrown in. But tonight, I had to show you what happens with waves of immigration. Not all immigrant waves are necessarily good for you. Some are horrible, and some of them approach invasions. As I said to you, when the Romans invaded England, they left some very good things. They left roads, they left solid straight roads the Romans built wherever they went. The Romans encouraged agriculture, and so they left these things in Britain. And then let's not forget the literature of the Romans and the language of the Romans, and then the language of the Anglo-Saxons and the English literature and the Irish literature, if you want to talk about that, and the greatness of these literatures to the world, the ideas that were given to the world, the Magna Carta that was given to the world by the English. You have to understand how important these ideas were to Western civilization and are in your daily lives. Now compare that to some of the waves of immigrants we're getting today. who not only have never understood what a Magna Carta is or a Bill of Rights or the U.S. Constitution, but they actually say death to democracy. As they enter England, as the throwbacks from the Middle East in particular are waved into England by the liberal Labourite maniacs, they say death to the Queen and death to England. And they're given welfare. And guess who's banned from entering England? Yours truly, Michael Savage. The truth is an offense. The truth is an offense to the minuscule men of England.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Under our proposed tobacco products display restriction law, which would be the first of its kind in the nation, cigarettes and other tobacco products would have to be stored out of sight. In cabinets, drawers, and under the counter, behind a curtain, or concealed in some other way. Stores would still be free
behind the curtain. Let me ask you something, Bloomberg. Bandberg, you're a friend of a lot of big shots in Hollywood, aren't you? How come they all smoke in the movies? Since you say that it's about protecting the children, why don't you have your friend Harvey Weinstein stop the violence and the smoking and the raunchy sex scenes in his movies? I mean, you're a good friend of Katzenberg, and Ratzenberg, aren't you? So why don't you call up your friends Katzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spielberg and tell them, look, we're worried about tobacco, and we're worried about sex amongst youngsters and guns. Can you please show a movie without smoking amongst good-looking people, no guns, and no sex? Weinstein would laugh in his face and say, you crazy? That's how I make a living. I push those things. So it has nothing to do with the health of the children. It's a kind of sick, perverted desire to control people. And there's got to be a financial incentive here somewhere for somebody, somewhere in his constellation. There's got to be a buck being made by someone. It's got to be money. You got to follow the money. Somebody's going to make a buck off this. Well, you see what liberalism is. At the end of the day, it's about controlling people. Bloomberg wants to control literally the air you breathe, the water you drink, every hot dog, everything you put in your mouth is his business. I am not a psychiatrist. I am not a psychologist, but I do study human nature. When a man has this kind of a mania to take away simple pleasures from people, you can come to the conclusion that he's a deeply disturbed individual, greatly in need of psychiatric care, and the only thing that prevents it from happening is that he's a rich man. I would wager a guess that if he were a homeless person and walked into a clinic and said he had the idea that he would like to be a mayor, and that if he should become a mayor, and let's say the intake person says, yes, what would you do, sir, because they don't know if he's a nut. Now, remember, if he was homeless, well, he says, I would ban soda, I would ban salt, I would ban cigarettes. They would definitely suggest that he be committed as a potential threat to work to others. They're afraid that he'd pull a crazy scene on people. Because, you know, it starts out with banning cigarettes, banning sugar, banning salt, banning fat. The next thing you know, he's in a clock tower with an assault weapon. 8554. No, this guy has, there's something wrong here for him. See, the main thing that bothers me is not that I like tobacco. I hate tobacco. I hate cigarettes. I wince when I smell it in the street, but it's their business. Who is he to tell you to hide it now? The hiding part. Did you hear clip three? I want you to hear clip three in its entirety. Listen to Bandberg.
Under our proposed tobacco products display restriction law, which would be the first of its kind in the nation, cigarettes and other tobacco products would have to be stored out of sight. Cabinets, drawers, and under the counter behind a curtain or concealed in some other way.
Does he have any idea this is a parody? A parody of himself? Under the counter sales, behind a curtain. Does he not understand that he's recreating a curtain, the iron curtain, under the counter sales curtain? Does he not understand what he's saying here? No, I don't think so. All right, let's take some calls. We'll start in New York. It's snowing there. Joe on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, I'm a conservative, and I would like to take issue with you as far as Mayor Bloomberg is concerned and regarding the smoking issue. I don't understand why you can't understand that, for example, I believe it was Oliver Wendell Holmes who said that your right to swing your arm ends at the tip of my nose. You know, I can go along with being against banning things that just affect an individual themselves.
But wait, hold it. So you agree that we should ban soda?
No, but if you heard me, I said that, you know, he's not banning soda, and I would agree with you.
No, wait, he is banning large bottles of soda. He's decided that the size threatens his stature, that the bottle is almost as tall as he is, so he wants to cut the 32-ounce bottle down to a 16-ounce size. I mean, what does that have to do with Oliver Wendell Holmes?
It has everything. You know, I'm not listening.
Don't get hysterical. What are you getting hysterical? You're not in Katz's Deli taking a time stamp for a corned beef sandwich. You're not in a soapbox outside Union Square anymore. What are you screaming for?
This is not to say that I myself approve of sodas. I don't drink sugary drinks. I've written health books about them going back to 1970, long before Bloomberg was at all knowledgeable about health. I was writing books about various and sundry health topics, including the dangers of sugar and saturated fats and salt. So I'm very aware of it. But it's not the government's place to limit what people can eat or drink. This is food fascism, as I defined it in 1981. The man is not what he thinks he is. This is not portion control. This is people control. He's addicted to power. He himself, of course, admits he's addicted to Cheez-Its. And he says Cheez-Its are okay. Why are they okay? Because he said that's his addiction. So we're going to talk about stopping little brother. Judge bans Mayor Bloomberg, and we'll see where that goes. What does he say? What does he say? A billionaire media mogul doesn't control enough in his own empire, so now he needs to control drink sizes and sugar content. It's unbelievable to me. I'm reading what people are saying about him. He is now the laughingstock of America. Someone wrote, if Mad Magazine isn't still around, someone could come up with a memorial edition just to cover Bloomberg. It would be a real moneymaker. They say, but he is too crazy even for Newman. Someone writes, the obesity epidemic, Mayor? How about working on the crime epidemic, the drugs epidemic, the porno epidemic? Then he says, it seems just yesterday these same leftists were so outraged that children were going to school hungry. That was about the time we were entering an ice age. Now it's global warming. Crooked politician epidemic. This is the sickness we need to stamp out. You get the picture, right? You get the picture. Now this is the same judge who agreed that the Victory Mosque at Ground Zero was a good thing. That's never been investigated, what he had, you know, what was the connection between him and the Victory Mosque? What kind of relationship was it? What have the Democrats become in this country? What have the Democrats... Don't tell me he's a Republican. You know what he is. He sounds like it. He is like it. Tattoos. Booze. How about limiting tattoos? Why don't you limit it to 2 tattoos per arm, Bloomberg? Because that's against your sensitivities. I'm sure you wouldn't have any more tattoos at Gracie Mansion. How about a 4-ounce steak? 2 pieces of fried chicken, 1 slice of pizza in Bloomtown, 1 scoop of mashed potatoes, 1 ounce of gravy. Don't you understand that liberals want to control you from conception until death, and your death taxes must be paid? Well, okay, I know there are bigger problems in the world, and we're going to touch on them from time to time, but this is what liberals are doing. Now, for those of you who are confused, you should understand that, let's say you're taking vitamins. Do you know that the very same liberals who are trying to control sugar and legislate how much sugar you can take in are trying to limit the amount of vitamins you can take in? Do you know that Bloomberg and others, including McCain, are in a coalition to limit your ability to buy vitamins? They want to turn the clock back to the 1950s, where you went to jail if you sold vitamins in a drugstore. You don't know about those dark ages, but it's the liberals who want to drag us back to the dark ages. I'm not going to ask you to, you know, call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-607-1909. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-607-1909. That's 1-800-607-1909.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock Identity Theft Alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60. Or call 1-800-307-9831, 1-800-307-9831, 1-800-307-9831. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Let's take some calls, 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I don't know what I want to talk about tonight. Bloomberg is a laughing stock, but I did it already last night. We could do it again. I'll take your calls on it. But aren't there any other topics out there? Soda banning, Cheez-Its. It's getting me crazy. It's depressing. Not interested. How does he think he knows so much? David Brooks, the axis of ennui. Yeah, ennui is a good word. It's old. It's an older word. I'm not interested in the word ennui. I'm bored of ennui. That's not a bad line for those of you from. I'm bored of ennui. Everyone has ennui. I don't like French words in the English language anyway, even though many of our words derive from the old French. I understand that. But ennui is a little presumptuous, don't you think? Pretentious. It's a pretentious word. It's something only the New York Times will use and have space to fill in between the Brazier ads. So let's turn the page. Weather report. Judge Wells Bloomberg. Carbonated water. How about carbonated politicians? Harvard explains why staff emails were searched. I could care less about Harvard. Harvard ceased being relevant about 30 years ago. I'm not going to talk about the Constitution. I'm not going to start to screech like Frito about the Bill of Rights and Obama. It's boring. It's boring. God didn't give me all of this, all of these insights and the intelligence that I have and the ability to form words so succinctly and such a wonderful voice in order to talk about Obama or, you know, Martinet politicians. Is there nothing else in the world you would like to hear me expound upon this evening on the Savage Nation? Because I can do it. I don't care whether the subject is science, poetry, art, clothing, pets. Virtually any topic, I think I can entertain you and elucidate some ideas that are of some interest to the American people. I'm not interested in politicians in dirty suits. I'm not interested in these madmen. I'm not interested in them. I can't take any more of them for another second. That means you can't. That means you can't. If I can't, you can't. If I've had enough, you've had enough. If you want me to drone on and on about Obama and the Constitution, you got the wrong show. You can get that from Clarabelle through the hysteric all day long. I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it. WABC in New York, Dove, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage,
go ahead.
You got it, Dr. Savage. There's nobody who puts it down like you do. Enough of the politicians. I think you should talk about religion and spirituality. They don't believe there's a God, and they think they got to be it.
Now, that's good. That's good. You know, now you're touching on something that could be of interest to me, which is why does a little martinet, a little would-be dictator like Bloomberg, have such an obsession to control people's sodas when the city is awash in crime, pornography, drugs? What is he obsessing about a damn soda for? Answer. You know the answer to it, but you know, you're touching on something that I didn't think of, truthfully, which is that the less connected people are to God, the more they want to be like God. Look at Chavez, the dictator who just died in South America. Why are lowlifes like Sean Penn attracted to dictators? Because they themselves are eyeless in Gaza. They themselves have no belief in God. They themselves believe that they are the demigods. And so they're always drawn to the bigger demigod. Now, if you'd like me to do this, I will do it. I'm not going to get stuck in God talk, but I'm glad to do God talk. Do I personally know God exists? How about answering it this way? I'll answer it this way. I have my doubts. The older I get, the more doubts I have when I see babies killed. I see evil thriving. I see the Hitler of our time doing better than ever. Yeah, I have my doubts. But nevertheless, let's put it to you this way. There was a song years ago, every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, I know why I believe. I mean, there were actually popular songs that glorified God in my day. They're gone with the wind. But going back in my own life, I'll never forget a conversation I had about God with a stranger. I was in the streets of North Beach in San Francisco, must have been in the mid-1970s, when I was still talking to strangers. I've given up on strangers. Most of them are stranger than strangers today. They have nothing to say.
He was a hobo, not a homeless bum as they are today. In other words, he was a vagabond but clean. He had long white hair and he had blue eyes. He was a white man. And he was walking in the streets, and I stopped to talk to him, as I often did with people who looked interesting to me. And somehow the conversation came to me saying to him, I said to him, what is your name? He said, my name is Moses, Morris, Michael, whatever you want to say, okay? I said, do you believe in God? And he looked at me with unblinking blue eyes, and he looked at me like I was crazy by even asking, do I believe in God? And then he said to me, who do you think created me? And he turned around and we walked together. I said, can I drop you off? I got in my little Volkswagen at the time. I said, where can I drop you? I dropped him to 280 overpass near the Mission District. I never saw him again. I don't even know if he was real. I have no idea. After all, it was the 1970s. I wasn't in a purple haze, but believe me, that's a true story. But, you know, you touch on a raw nerve here. Bloomberg is obviously a diehard atheist, like all liberals. They don't believe in God, so they think they're God. He's gone, the caller, right, of course? He's gone. I don't even know if he was real. Or maybe I fictionalized that caller. It could have been made up. I don't know. Did someone actually call, or did I imagine? Neil, was there a caller, or did I imagine there was a caller? Oh, there was a real caller. If you'd like to talk about anything except politicians and politics, 855-400-7282. Oh, there's a live one out of Oklahoma City. See, I want callers now out of markets other than New York and San Francisco. They dominate the show. I love New York. I love San Francisco. Don't get me wrong. I love ABC, KSFO, KLIF. But, you know, I've got to talk to the rest of America. You've got to understand it. Bloomberg is laughed at west of the Hudson River. In fact, I think Bloomberg is laughed at south of Gracie Mansion. In fact, I'm sure Bloomberg is laughed at north of the Gracie Mansion. I'm sure Bloomberg is a laughingstock everywhere in New York except around Gracie Mansion amongst people who know him. He lives in a bubble, and therefore I don't want to talk about the bubble. Let's play one more Bloomberg piece. Clip number two, along with the next. Play the next rock and roll song, Neil, that I asked for, and then let's go into Bloomberg 2. You forget already, Splish Splash. I was taking a bath. How did I know there were people? See, I have the quickest team in the market.
I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night.
With so many people contracting diabetes and heart disease, with so many children who are overweight and obese, with so many poor neighborhoods suffering the worst of this epidemic, we believe it is reasonable and responsible to draw a line, and that is what the Board of Health has done.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, it would be irresponsible.
Yeah, close the sex clubs.
Rein
in the free needles you're giving out, not the soda. Shut up. The Board of Health, there is no Board of Health. There is no Board of Health. They're all political puppets of yours. The day they stop the sex clubs in New York City and they take back the free needles you're giving out in the streets, I'll believe a word of the word board and health. There is no board of health. You see, instead of focusing on what's really polluting America, killing the soul, killing the mind, killing the spirit, the man's focusing on soda.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. California will not have to wait long to hear arguments in next week's proceedings over the state's ban on same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court said it will release audio recordings just a few hours after the arguments conclude. UC faculty members are raising concerns about a state lawmaker's proposal to allow students to earn a degree online. The head of the UC Academic Senate says faculty has a problem with handing over their courses to an outside agency. And a Hayward City Councilman is holding a contest to come up with the best project idea that will make the city unique. The winner will receive $250,000, and entries are due March 31st, which is the city's 137th birthday. Taking a look at traffic, eastbound 580 Park Boulevard in Oakland, crash, third lane from the left is blocked there. Have an accident, Highway 29 southbound at 37. Injuries involved there, a downed power pole as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion, 800-479-2177.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family-owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family-owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. Just call 1-800-498-0879. 1-800-498-0879. 1-800-498-0879.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
All we're doing in New York is reminding you that it's not in your interest to have too many empty calories. You can have some. If you want to have 32 ounces, just buy two 16-ounce cups, take them back to your seat. If you want 64 ounces, take four cups back. But what's likely to happen
Turn them off. You know, I know what an empty calorie is. That's primitive nutrition jargon. What the mayor is ignoring is that although a soda has a lot of sugar in it, it also has a valuable constituent called caffeine, which people use to stay focused, alert, and it helps them work. He doesn't understand that because I don't think he works for a living. You say empty calories? Yeah. In the old school of nutrition, they were known as empty calories. But sodas contain some valuable nutrients, including if you want to call caffeine a nutrient, you can call it something else. Caffeine's a very important cerebral stimulant, and most of the world runs on cerebral stimulants. Moreover, one could say this is rather racially insensitive, and I'll tell you why. Americans drink a lot of alcohol and consume a lot of caffeine, but Muslims are prohibited from consuming alcohol, and they consume an awful lot of caffeine and coffee. That's where coffee drinking originated, by the way. Was in the, as you know, coffee beans came from, I believe, Somalia, if I remember correctly, in that area and of Africa. And it was brought back by the Arabs, and it was first used in the Middle East. And it became very popular because the Muslims liked the stimulant, the stimulating effects of caffeine for their prayer sessions, which went on six times a day. And coffee drinking is still very popular amongst the Arab people around the world, as you know that. And so you could say this is racially insensitive of the mayor in that he's not paying any attention to other cultures and religions. I realize that would be anathema to him since he possibly considers himself the most sensitive man on earth. I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to do politics. Have you forgotten the wicked deeds of your fathers and the wicked deeds of the kings of Judah and the wicked deeds of their wives and your own wicked deeds and the wicked deeds of your wives, which they committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled even unto this day, neither have they feared nor walked in my law nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. That's from Jeremiah. I love Jeremiah. He was a real kvetch. If Jeremiah were alive today, he would be a top talk show. He'd have a great talk show because all he does is complain. He just casts aspersion on the entire ancient world of the Israelites. Mad at them all. He sounds very much like a certain talk show host I know. No, he did. He complained all the time. I tend to move into this area. I got to be careful. I don't want to be Jeremiah. I don't want to be like Jeremiah. Which one of the ancient prophets should I become like to survive in radio? And I brought you into a land of fruitful fields to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. Ooh. Ooh, that's bad. That's bad. All of New York runs off abominations, pornography, drugs, sex, everything, and he's worried about his soda. You hear? The guy goes up like a soda bar. You'd think he was saving the world by limiting soda size. That's why it's so absurd. You don't understand it, how devoid it is of reality? Let's take a caller or two on the Savage Nation. I know many of you are anxious to vent your hostility towards the world at large on the Savage Nation. And you can call 1-855-400-7282 to join the conversation. Let's go to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Rick, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, sir, I'd like to congratulate you on a well-written book that makes you think, and it scared the crap out of me reading it, because all the places that you mentioned in the book, I have been there.
What do you mean, in the book A Time for War? You mean when I talk about the downing of the helicopter in Afghanistan?
Yes, sir, and also Travis Air Force Base. I was there in 1972 on a plane trip to Vietnam.
Yeah, I don't understand why military men haven't flocked to read this. I don't understand why the military has banned my book for their service members, banned in the sense they don't talk. This is a book made for military families, and yet they've ignored it. And yet it glorifies military men in a way that they've never been discussed. I'm sorry, I don't understand my country that well, Rick. I'm glad you read the book, though. Thank you very much. A Time for War is a great novel. I'm bewildered. My first novel, Abuse of Power, was a big hit. It was a big book. Big, 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 big book. And the second one has not been as successful. And I don't understand why, even though it's a far better book. I don't understand it. I wish someone who bought both novels could tell me what the difference is. Compare and contrast amongst yourselves. Philadelphia, Bill, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Mike, how you doing, man? Yo, from Philadelphia. I got to tell you, man, rivers of living water, that is what we all need to drink from, man, and we just don't have that anymore. Don't we understand what's really going on out there? I don't think anybody really does. The Democrat machine, its ideology, is going to churn and churn and churn, and they're going to grind up the Republicans like they want to and eliminate them. It's slowly happening. It's slowly happening along with the New World Order. God bless.
Well, let's pause. The reason it's happening is because Bill Clinton, broke the borders with Mexico, flooded America with illegal aliens, and started the downfall of the United States of America by flooding the country with third worlders who didn't want to speak the language, don't speak the language, hate the cultures and the traditions of this country, so they can be easily manipulated by the demagogues called Democrats, since they don't even understand the language. And by throwing them free phones, food stamps, free legal help, free medical care, he bought their votes, in other words. Are you still there, or I overpowered the caller? Gone? The quarter is up in the jail cell in Philly. All right, they give him a couple of minutes on the phone. They drop the quarter, they make the call. You know, we should have a, you know, I mean, guys in prison listen to the show. I mean, it's not a joke. It could happen to any one of us, as you well know, in the police state that we're living in. Everyone is only one library book away from a prison cell in America. You know that. The tax squad could be outside your door if you don't pay your library fine. Or you read the wrong book and somebody reports that they saw a certain book in your life. I mean, it's getting that bad, you know. So don't laugh at everyone in prison and think that they're not you. They're your brothers. I know you don't want to hear that. They are your brothers and sisters, brother. You know, this from CNN Money. The rich pay the majority of U.S. income taxes, Nancy. The top 10% of taxpayers pay over 70%. What? The top 10% of taxpayers paid over 70% of the total amount collected in federal income taxes in 2010. Really? No kidding. Well, how about the top 1% of taxpayers? Find out what they pay. I'll be right back. Oh, well, if I could only sing. What a blessing it would be. Enough to make you weep. What man is capable of. Sometimes I listen to classical music and I find myself shuddering that I can't be as good as them. You know that I really do. I mean, it's frightening. I feel like a dog looking at a man, wishing he could be a man. That's how, when you get around greatness, let's say I'm talented. I am, and I have a certain degree of talent, but I know my limits. I don't confuse myself with a greatly talented man. I never have and I never will, because I know what greatness really, truly is in all spheres. Sometimes when I listen to Beethoven in particular, I like very dramatic, heroic music. There are a few others who do it. I start to shudder because I realize I can't be him no matter how I try. And sometimes it reminds me of my dog Teddy looking at me when I'm driving, where he has a sparkle in his eye as I'm driving. He's like, it's a miracle to him that I can, like, drive a car. Ave Maria is so beautiful. That was the great Pavarotti singing that. I've always loved Ave Maria. The Jewish translation of that is Ave Mary. I don't know if you know that. Catholics sang Ave Maria, and the Jewish people said Ave instead of Ave. Ave Mary. What do you want to talk about today? Let's move on already from something to something. I did this show in the winter. I had the worst winter, toughest winter of my life. I've had some tough things in my life. Thank God, not like what many of you have had. You know, I don't want to say what, but we know how bad it can get. I'm saying I went through the toughest professional winter of my life, transitioning the show to a later hour, working at night, working in dark, working in isolation, overcoming technical challenges, rebuilding a staff, re-getting the sound, re-getting this, re-getting that. But I did it. In the eighth decade of my life, it's unbelievable to me. I can't believe it. I mean, inside, I feel like a 13-year-old person, maybe 18. Maybe 22. I don't understand. I think man is eternal inside. If he's not burdened with physical illnesses which remind him of his age and drag him down into pain and suffering, I think that our spirits truly are eternal. You know, in a certain way, the gurus who promise us eternal life, and even the spiritualists who promise us eternal life, they're not lying to you. They do know what they're talking about. There is life after death, according to many brilliant and insightful people. I just received a couple of books on it. It was amazing, I mean, on that stuff. Yeah, we can go into that. It's a later show. We're allowed to do that now. It's not like a drive time where you have to, like, every second be on the ball and look sharp and be sharp. You can drift into that eternal life thing. I mean, I could. If I said to you, the audience, if I said to you, did you have a near-death experience and is there eternal life? You know we'd get some calls. Some wacko, some sincere, but but it would make for interesting radio. But I don't know if I'm ready for that. Because right after the show is over, I'm going to go home and I'm going to actually cook spaghetti and meatballs. I mean, my mind is actually on what I'm going to make for dinner. Would you believe it? I swear to God, I don't want to eat in restaurants anymore. I give up. No matter what you say, it's salt. Everything's salted to death. If I say eggplant, no salt, and it has a marinara sauce on it, you're telling me there's no salt in the marinara sauce? There is. I don't need it. A little bit, yes. A gram a day is the maximum a human being needs, except if you're working in hot climates or you're a laborer. That's another story. But, you know, most of us are consuming 3 to 5 grams of salt a day. Tell that to Mayor Bloomberg. Maybe he could ban the salt shaker. You can have a little bit. We're not banning the salt. We're banning a little bit of the salt. We're giving you a choice. We're giving you a healthy choice. Been telling you what to have. Pay attention to Rabbi Bloomberg. He'll tell you exactly what to eat and what not to eat, or else you'll be cast into the moral hell. If you should dare eat something that I don't say you should eat, you're violating every health code that every health commission I ever appointed said you must follow. He reminds me of like mean rabbis in Brooklyn who looked at you askance if you ate the wrong thing. That's what it is. These guys are like maniacs, like they're controllers. What else is in the news? Woman arrested for exposing breast at street camera. Violence mounts ahead of Obama's visit to Israel. Again, they're rioting. They have nothing to do in the Middle East. Then give them a job. Violence mounts in West Bank and Gaza in lead up to Obama visit. Why? What are they rioting about? What do they want now? What do they want? Warning that Obama's visit could spark a third intifada. That's just what they need right now. What in the world is it that they are mad about now? Hamas officials have warned that Obama's visit will further fracture its relations with the Palestinian Authority, and have even stated that a presidential visit to Jerusalem's Temple Mount will be viewed as a declaration of war. Why? The Temple Mount was the original Jewish temple, the Holy Temple. See, you don't understand most of history. This is the problem with the ignoramuses in the world. The Temple Mount was originally a Jewish temple. It was the site of the original temple. Then the Crusades killed the Jews, kicked them out. And they built a mosque there. So they don't want any Jews there to dirty their holy temple. If you look at the Grand Mosque of Istanbul, it's one of the most beautiful structures in the Middle East. What you don't know was once the greatest cathedral on earth. And again, the religion of peace conducted a jihad against the Christians, killed as many as they could, burnt as many Christians to the ground as they could, and took over the largest cathedral on earth and turned it into a mosque. But hush, hush, my darling. You're not supposed to know that in history. Just toke your medical marijuana and don't drink your soda. That's all. No one cares about anything. No one cares about anything. It's like a ho-hum, who cares? Whatever happens, happens. I'll deal with it when it happens. It's a result of Twitter. Twittering. Everyone's become sort of blasé about the world. Figure you got a job, you're making a buck, you can get high, you can get stoned, who cares? That's the attitude of most people. So, you know, that's why talk radio is a very difficult racket, in the sense that you're trying to drum up excitement, and if you think the average person cares about the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, you're mistaken. They don't even know what it is. You say Constitution, they think of a laxative. So here's the New York Times. Study criticizes care and cancer of the ovaries. I'm flabbergasted. U.S. demands Chinese block cyber attacks. Right. Sure. I wrote a whole novel on it. They don't care about it. Cyber attacks. You wake up to a smoldering city and the country will do nothing. Obama's answer will be more taxes. If North Korea launched a missile, God forbid, against Seattle, he'd say that this is the reason we need to raise taxes on the rich. To make sure this doesn't happen again. Then they'll do an investigation of the admiral who said climate change is the biggest threat to America. That's all. The government's a giant sinkhole. It's swallowing the country. What else is in the news? Detroit crisis born of missteps, wishful thinking, and bad luck. Can anyone tell me what that means? You got a corrupt moron running the city. Found guilty of fraud and extortion. They have to write a twisted headline to protect them because he doesn't look like Timothy McVeigh. Detroit crisis, born of missteps, wishful thinking and bad luck, no. No, the Detroit crisis was a result of Democrat thieves who lied, cheated, and stole as much as they could. But the New York Times, of course, has to cover that because, again, they have to cover. In fighting teenage pregnancy, the folly of shame and blame. Oh, really? That's a folly? Used to work worked for hundreds of years, folly of shame and blame. What do you mean the folly of shame and blame? If you called a person a name for getting pregnant when they were 12, Tatiana Alijo left a counselor, and above from left, Priscilla Mdong, Ashley Aracena, Cassandra Aniwanu, Gabriella Furman, and Tega Osiki in a Bronx class on teenage pregnancy. Okay, I could say a few choice words about why there's teenage pregnancy or why there's an epidemic of teenage pregnancy right now and how it wasn't an epidemic in my time, but I'll be misunderstood by all of the fraudulent liberals, so I'll choose not to say it. See, already I said it. Now, there's a clever way of telling you what I thought without saying it. You could put two and two together if you could still add. Now let's turn to the New York Times editorial pages. A universal right to vote. New legal protections are needed to expand the guarantee of ballot access in every state. What they mean is they want to make certain that as many illegal aliens vote as possible to keep the welfare state alive and make certain that minorities are never questioned about how many times they may have voted. That's what they mean by that. They're afraid that the Supreme Court may knock out the Voting Rights Act because it's over. We don't need it anymore. Everyone has a right to vote. There's no racial prejudice in the voting booths anymore. The reverse is true. I have a friend in Miami who told me that the minority women in wheelchairs were not excluded from the polls in Miami. In fact, they were ushered to the front of the line. But yet these individuals at the New York Times will bully us with these lies. Okay, editorial. Next editorial. It's so predictable. Defining bullying, downing. The hot word is bullying now. Everything's bully. To me, the biggest bully in the country is Obama. The second biggest bully in the country is Janet Napolitano, and the third biggest bully in the country is Mayor Bloomberg. He is a bully, by the way. That man is an unholy bully, incidentally. Okay, Science Times. Let's see what they're passing off as science now. A laboratory grows young scientists. Oh, how charming. The Intel Science Talent Search attracted 1,700 applicants from high schools across the country. Okay, let's see what they've discovered. Jamie Lee Salimano, below, a senior at Stuyvesant High School, studied intracellular signaling in a lab at Columbia. She is the only Intel finalist from New York City. Far-right Dan McQuaid of Ossining High School of Westchester researched a tumor-suppressing protein. So there's still kids who can do this? Miuri Sridhar, above, a senior at Kings Park High School in Long Island, studied mutations in a tumor-suppressing protein at Stony Brook University. Her research may lead to better diagnostic methods through computational simulation. I didn't think kids could still do it. I mean, they doped them up so much, I didn't think kids could even do science in America. You have to import scientists who don't speak English. They come from other countries, but they can still do science because they didn't learn how to put a condom on a cucumber in the entire elementary school experience.
Savage.